This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And Samantha's been on vacation the last few weeks and been with us, and so we welcome her back.
Thank you. Yeah, one week it was a family emergency, and then the next week it was truly a vacation.
So. I can attest to that. She has her summer tan all set and ready to go. I understand that while you were gone, that someone has been out collecting funds for your organization. Is that right?
Yeah. As often happens, when you go on vacation, you come back to surprises. And I found out that based on a description that someone who came into our thrift store shared with our thrift store manager, that one of our ladies who recently was asked to leave our shelter was possibly going door-to-door collecting funds, alleging that she worked for us. I want to stress, and I'll put this in the newspaper as well, we never solicit funds or ask for money door-to-door. We ask that people send checks to us, or if we have a fundraiser in town, bring it by our booth at Crafts Fair or bring it by our thrift store. But we will never go door-to-door asking for money.
And that goes for Safe Place as well. So if anyone stops you on the street or comes to your door asking for money, then they're not representing us. They're representing
exactly
themselves.
And so, please listen to the numbers we give at the end of the show. And if somebody has approached you for money, saying that they work for Safe Place or Family Violence Coalition, please let us know.
And, of course, not to say that we wouldn't be glad to accept a contribution from somebody, but there's ways to do that. And probably the best way would be just to go by one of our thrift shops if you want to make a contribution. And,
exactly.
And leave a contribution there, and we will acknowledge that and be appreciative of it. This is time of year when we're just finishing up going through our grant processes and whatnot, and we might just tell people a little bit about where we do get our money from. Almost all of our money comes from the state. Ultimately, some of it comes from the federal government, but it's all administered by state grants that we apply for. And so there's a lot of work involved in getting grants together and whatnot. But let's just talk a little bit about some of the ways we do that. First of all, there's federal funds that come through mm-hmm. and are administered by the Governor's Crime Commission.
Right, right. We apply for those every 2 years. And then we get grant funding through DSS, Family Violence Prevention Services, and we apply for that, and also the Council for Women. And I would like to stress that it's not an easy process. The money is sort of guaranteed for us to get it, but we have to do a lot of work on those grants.
That's right.
It's not easy, and we're not always guaranteed from year to year that we'll get them.
And we're in a very poor region of North Carolina, doesn't have a lot of money, so we don't get a lot of support from local government just because they don't have a lot of money to dole out to nonprofit organizations. So
exactly. Now, Yancey County had always supported us with our matching funds over the years. This year, for the fiscal year 2008-2009, they were not real sure, and we hope they'll be able to, but if not, we will definitely be needing more donations from individuals and if we had any local foundations, but we're an impoverished part of North Carolina, and we don't have a lot of industry to turn to.
And one of the ways that people support us that don't have a lot of money is through contributions of goods and things like that. If someone makes a donation to either of our organizations, the first thing we do is, if there's a place for it in our shelter, of a bed or a sofa or something like that, we can use it there. But the next big challenge is almost all the women that come to us, they don't come with a U-Haul trailer with all their belongings in there.
Exactly.
They usually are running for their lives, and they show up with their kids and the clothes on their back, and maybe the kid has his favorite teddy bear with him or
mm-hmm.
something like that. But so these women all need clothes and
furniture.
If they're going to set up an mm-hmm. apartment after they leave us, they'll need household goods and things like that.
Yeah,
and
we store those.
The extra that we get, we put in our thrift shops and raise money that way. So that's a tremendous way people can support us, is by making contributions to our thrift stores of goods that can be used.
Exactly, and we can count those as in-kind contributions. And also the gift of time. When people move from our shelter, we need people with pickup trucks, at least one pickup truck, to help her move and her family move. And if anybody's willing to do that, then we could give you a tax receipt for your time.
Let's give them some phone numbers if they want to contact us.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044, 24 hours a day. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.